Evening, folks. Hope you're all well. Welcome to the latest edition of Dirty Talk. Now, I will warn you right now, this could be the most challenging one yet. Not because of the guests we got coming on. Ash Greedy, who, of course, is just a full-on character. Technical issues, basically. I don't know what it is, broadband, and the fact that we've tried to get two guests who are actually out on the road on the show. So this could be the shortest show ever. In which case, let's have your comments, because you viewers out there, I might suddenly have to get your email address, one of you viewers, and let's get a viewer on and hear your opinion on what's happening. So those people that are already tuning in, but let's give it a go, right? I'm not saying this is going to work. And if we can't do this with Ash, because he's at work, but he really wanted to come on and talk about his AMCA weekend. So if this doesn't work with Ash or Charlie, we're going to wing it, and I'm going to try and get some guests on. So let's hear some comments, right, from you lot out there. If you want to come on the show tonight, I've never even spoken to you at all, but you've got something to say, hit me up in the comments section below, and we might get you on. Right, before we get any further and get Ash on, big shout out, of course, to Bell, who sponsor this, and many thanks to them for doing that, FXR, and, of course, Doc Wob. Wob, if you are watching, good luck with the knee operation. Wobbs is having a knee operation, probably as we speak, so he's not watching it, actually. Right, enough of that. Let's get Ash on. He's working somewhere on the M4. I don't know if it's going to work. Let's give it a go. Here we go. Ash Greedy, come on. I know you're there. Ash, can you hear me? The answer to that is going to be no. So, right, let me explain this the best I can. Ash Greedy is actually working on the roads. I don't know if you knew this. Ash is works on the motorways. He's out there grafting. But here he is. But he's driving along. Look, he's actually. You said you were going to be parked up, Greedy. Can you hear me now?
Well, that was the plan, bro. We're running a bit late, so it is what it is.
I love the fact that you've just wrecked. This sums up AMCA racing for me, exactly what it stands for, amateur motocross. You've been riding at the weekend. You win the AMCA British Championship, and now you're at work on a Monday evening with your high vis on, having it. Where are you, Ash?
Just passing Perth Call now on the way to Swansea.
And what have you got to do tonight? What part of the road do you have to repair? Are you working on the M4? What's going on?
Yeah, we're on the M4 tonight. What's 42, eh? And we got to dig some castles. So.
Oh, I tell you what, I always knew this show would be something different when we came up with the concept, but I never thought I'd speak to a motocross rider at work on the motorway.
On a double shift.
On a double shift.
Yeah.
Right, let's talk about the weekend then. First round of the AMCA. I'm going to hit you with a curveball straight away. Ash, why do you race AMCA? Why have you gone AMCA? I know you've been doing it for a few years now, but, you know, was it just work commitments allow you to do this?
Yeah, I can't afford to do the time on the bike to be able to compete at that level, and British Championship boys are on the bike every day training. I got to go work and earn a living, and I can't do that and be that good at doing it, so I had to step it back a bit and join the AMCA. So,
well, it's gone all right, isn't it? I mean, you've got off to a great start. Conditions look, obviously pretty hard going at the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
With the downpour, but two,
it was definitely a mad day in practice.
Yeah,
2-2, yeah.
So off to a good start.
2-2.
So you know, I mean, obviously,
yeah, don't mind that.
Your ambition is obviously to go ahead and try and win that. You know, what's your take on how you're feeling going into it? Because normally you would have raced a bit of arena cross by now. Sharpen your senses.
Yeah.
No arena cross this year. So how have you managed to get up to speed with racing? Everybody's been in lockdown. He's gone again. I knew this would be tough.
Yeah, well, coming in, I was only expecting top five. I was hoping to get through our first round.
Yeah. Right. What I'm going to say with this, right? No. Don't. You can swear, even though you think I can still hear you. Listen, if we lose Ash, I'm telling you right now, we're going to get him back on properly when he's at home. Taylor Darby just said you better not be putting this on his time. I don't know if you can read that, Ash.
I haven't done any riding, really. I've been doing a lot of trials. Just a lot of trials, bike riding, and trying to get on my push bike in the living room and do what I can in between. So, luckily, the birth of my son, I've been lucky where my missus is home as well. And I've been cycling while they do what they do in the house.
So what's it like now, you know, you're a father? Has that changed your attitude to a lot of things or not?
100%. You look at things differently.
What about when you say look at things differently? So now, like, obviously, have you got a bit more respect for your old man now?
You want to do it for the family life as well. A bit more. Yeah, 100%. You realize the sacrifices that he's made for me to be where I am. And hopefully I can do that for him as well. So.
Well, fair play, mate. You're getting stuck in, aren't you? Oh, he's gone. There we go. Listen, I always knew this was a push. So this would be the shortest show ever. But we like taking risks at the Hub. I do, anyway. So we're trying to get Ash to come back on. Here he goes. Look, he told me that he'd be side of the road. He's back. He's back. And he'd have good 4G connection. What about now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, brand new now.
He's back in the game. I love it. This is live TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, so obviously you've got a lot more respect now, you know, as a father, so you know what the sacrifice is made. But I love the fact that you are out working and doing it. And you're not the only one, of course, in the AMCA. So what's the vibe like? I'm coming to the next AMCA round at Nimsfield. So I'm going to come to that, and I'll catch up with you properly there.
Yeah.
But on a whole, compared with the, you know, with the British Championship that you used to do in other sort of national championships, how does it compare for you?
To be fair, over the years it's progressed a lot, and it's getting closer to a British championship now. It's come on a lot, and the tracks are getting better and better as well, so they're really up in their game, so it's good.
And what about going back to the arena cross then? Are you missing it this year? I mean, you've always been picked up as the bad boy. You like to get stuck in.
It's definitely been different. It's the longest time I've ever had off a bike in my life where they haven't run nothing through the winter this year. I've never had that long off, even with injuries. So
yeah,
that was different.
What about, because, you know, Dad's got a place in Florida, well earned, bought and paid for.
Can't go there, not allowed.
No, you haven't even been able to do that. So this has probably been... This
not
has
good.
Probably been
you. My dad's missing it.
Really? Yeah, I bet he is.
Yeah, big bang.
Who's Taylor Darby? Ash?
That's Darjen. That's my boss.
Right, he's letting you have time off here. Look, and I think the reason he's letting you have time off, I know you're in transit, so you're not actually working. He's already pulling you up. He reckons you don't work hard enough anyway.
Yeah, you say that, wouldn't
he? He would say that. You're not getting any overtime tonight, I can tell you that.
Definitely not.
I'll tell you what, though. You could give his company a bloody good plug right now, couldn't you?
Yeah. That might get Raj, any contractors, any groundworks you want done, get it done.
Always looking after your sponsors.
That's it.
I like that. So, Ash, remind me, how old are you these days?
30, you know.
Okay. The reason I ask is because I was chatting to Roger Warren earlier on of, obviously, Eurosport and MXGP commentary fame, and he said you're way older than that, and I went I've got Ash down for 29, so I want too far off.
No, definitely.
So listen, are you just concentrating on the AMCA this year, or are you going to do any other races?
AMCA I'm concentrating on, but I'm going to try and book in for whatever like fits in between so I can keep on the bike. So hopefully I get some extra races in between whatever's on, really, chasing the faster boys.
Yeah, so what? So we might see you you might do a British if you can?
Yeah, if I can. If they don't clash, I'm going to try and get booked in, definitely.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's good news. And I've got a gig for you as well. Obviously, yeah. We're running our Steelhawk Airborne Summer Supercross Gunner.
Yeah.
So I shall be chatting to you about that if you're up for that. That's in a week. Yeah. That's in a weekday, mind. So you're gonna have to ask Taylor for a day off.
Definitely full pay day off. Sorted.
Full pay bet day off. I'll tell you right now, Taylor. In case you're watching, it's on Tuesday the 3rd of August. So he needs Tuesday the 3rd of August off. Possibly the 4th as well, because he might have a hangover. Is that, you know, from winning? So he's gone again. But as I said, I knew this would be funny. Right. So listen, if he keeps dropping in and out, he's back. I can hear him. So people out there, look, anybody watching, let's get you on as a last minute surprise guest. Right, I want to know if anybody's out there, if you've got anything to say about the British Championship, AMCA, whatever. Basically, write on the comments that you want to come on the show right here, right now. And we'll try and get it set up that you come on, because Ash is having 4G issues. I love the high vis. Ash, you should ride in a high vis vest. That way you can do a bit of travel in Marshall as well. He's back. I always knew it'd be a challenge, but anyway, we're gonna get you on another time when you're at home with the Bambino, and then we can have a proper chat.
Yeah. So, no worries.
Yeah. So what I was saying is, obviously the Supercross, we're gonna get you to come out and do that. What about Western? Because you know, if that runs, you're back on number one. Yeah, so you've come close, haven't you? I mean,
hopefully the new team I'm on, the LHRT boys, can sort the bike out with Kawasaki UK, and we can get the win again.
Yeah, well, I hope that runs. Obviously, we haven't heard from Gareth, but COVID should be in a more controlled position then. I know it's all about time, tide times and whatever. So that would be good if that runs. But on a whole, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to come to Nimsfield and catch up with you proper some more and get follow this up.
No problem.
It says Josh will apparently Andrew Davis reckons, I'll pull this up, I'm not sure if you can see the screen. Andrew Davis reckons Josh will beat Ash at Western anyway.
You haven't beat me yet, so you got a bit of work to do.
How is that sibling rivalry? Because I know you always like to torment
Billy, still strong.
Yeah. And are you still are you still the favourite?
Still haven't beat me.
Are you still
came close once when I was a bit injured, but he didn't beat me.
And are you still the chosen one, the favourite son?
100%.
Of course you are.
Yeah.
So listen, mate. Look, we won't hold you up anymore because we're getting intermittent things going on. But it's good that you come on. I definitely wanted to talk some more about the AMCA thing and how you're doing at that. While I've got a bit of connection, let's just say who do you see as your biggest rivals in the MX1 class this year then?
Burton and Waterman.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. So, and that's it. You reckon no more than that? God, you'll be okay. Right. Because it's quite stacked out, that MX1 class.
Yeah, the boys are there, but hey, they may prove me wrong, but we'll see.
What about one of your old arena cross, I wouldn't say sparring partners, but one of your arena cross rivals, friendly rivals, Chatters, Chatfield? You don't see him as a threat then in the outdoor scene?
Nope, not at the minute.
That is brilliant. I love that.
Chatters going to give me some grief for this now, you know.
Good. I'll get him on. Yep. I'll get him on and chat about that.
Mike Buck's ideas up, look. Chasing fat boy greedy around the field.
Oh, this is great stuff. Oh, this is good. But I mean, you know, and what about in that MX2 class? You're not riding in it, but again, you know, looking at it, it's super stacked. So I mean, it must be pretty good to have a good MX1 moto and then kick back and watch the MX2. The racing in the AMCA just seems really close and competitive this year.
Racing.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what,
this weekend Shane got pulled away with it, mate.
Yeah, look at the Welsh team going at it. Yeah.
Yeah, and then Saul Mahoney won the 85s as well.
I saw that. Yeah, it's a Welsh.
Three Welsh boys on it.
It's a Welsh takeover. Bloody hell, of all the things going on in the politics and whatever, you know, you've all got your separate rules for COVID. You've all been training over there. Ash, I messaged Steve Harvey about potentially even riding Nymphsfield myself as a wild card in the vets. Now, bearing in mind I haven't ridden for years and raced, do you reckon that's sensible, or am I? Should I get prepared?
Yeah, you'll be fine. Get over there.
Oh, I don't know. We'll see about that. I got to email Steve nearer the time. So listen, yeah.
Well, you haven't got long, so get on with it.
Good comedy value. Listen, I'm gonna get you on another time and really talk to you proper about your career and everything like that. In fact, might even do a man in the van with you. From Nymphsfield, that'd be pretty cool. Then we can have a good catch up there, providing we're not travelling in the van and you don't get me doing tarmacking and roadworks. So what exactly do you do? Yeah.
Are
you
the guy? I won't have an Avis on either.
Are you the guy that whacks it all down? What's your?
Yeah, I do use the roller as well. Yeah.
Oh, he's a roller. We should have got you out there in the. Hey, we should have got you out there in the arena cross, rolling the whoops.
Yeah,
that good.
That's it. No problem.
Right, I'll catch up with you another time. Right, I'm gonna get you because you've got to go to work, and I honestly wouldn't want Taylor, you know, pulling you up and deducting you money.
So,
right, I'll speak to you soon. Right, so that's Ash. Right, he came on. Thanks for coming on, but we'll talk properly another time. So Ash goes back to work. Right, so Melvin, I'm gonna get on Melvin Homer, who is. Basically rides the whole shot motorhomes team and has very kindly got involved with our man in the van series. So I'm gonna invite Melvin right now. I'm gonna email him because that's how you got to do this. Let's see, I'm sending it, so hopefully Melv will come on and talk about what he's been up to. There we go, I've sent him an email. This is all ad hoc. We're flying by the seat of the pants. I can still see Ash in and out of intermittent. I also said that we could get Charlie Frost on. Now, Charlie has been basically down to Porto, where they've had the Extreme XL event this weekend that Billy Bolt won, and Charlie's been riding in that. So I'm also going to try and get Charlie on. As I said, I always knew it would be a bit like this tonight, but we're running it. I don't care. You know, I haven't been doing it for a couple of weeks, so let's try and get it done. Something Jeff Ricker finds it's funny. Scottish moved to Tain this weekend. They did. That's a good point. While we're getting Mel's ready to go, he's on the bubble. Right. Let's get him on. Mel, there you are. Can you hear me all right? No sound. You got sound? Are you muted? You got a mute. Oh, I tell you, we've got all kinds of technical hitches tonight. Who's that sending me a message saying they come on now? We've got loads of people. This is live TV, folks, going a little bit wrong. Right, I'll get Charlie on as well. So I'm going to email Charlie. Ash is still in the background laughing. Melv, if you can, I don't know if you've got a speaker issue or what. Can you hear me now? I think you might be muted. Let's get Melv off the screen. Oh, I love it. And email, who said men can't multitask, eh? I'm going to get Charlie on, but this might not be any better because he is on the road on his way back from Portugal. So, but I definitely wanted to talk to him because he's been doing the Extreme XL down there and he rode in it. Of course, that was so muddy and horrendous. Listen, we can talk more. I would definitely like to hear your guys' opinion about the British motocross that went off at Culham the other week. Here's Charlie. Let's see if we can get Charlie on. I've got people stacked up. Charlie.
Hello.
Extreme XL. God, you're watching it as well.
Yeah, I got you on Grant's phone, watching on the dash.
Bloody hell. Well, you might have to turn the volume down because that's coming through.
All right, we'll turn it down then. We're all good.
But I can't believe we've got a signal. So, Charlie, explain to me where you are.
If I turn my camera around, I'll show you. We're on the motorway somewhere.
You're not even parked on a hard shoulder, are you?
Nah.
Okay. Shit. I hope the feds don't come along and pull you up. Nah, whereabouts in France?
Probably like 2 hours from... Yeah. Probably about 2 hours from the channel, tunnel.
I love this. This is proper, you know, amazing. I watched a program the other day about how many satellites they're putting up in orbit and all that kind of stuff for all our 4G, our 4G and all our phones to work. We're putting it to the test tonight, aren't we?
I think we are.
Listen, first and foremost, if those of you that don't know Charlie, Charlie's been doing enduro and now extreme enduro. We've struck a bit of a deal today, actually, that Charlie is going to be coming on the show more regularly to cover the enduro side of it a bit more and give his update of what's going on in the world of enduro. Because as much as I follow it, obviously I'm flat out with motocross stuff. So, Charlie, you know, just talk us through the whole weekend then. When did you set sail to get down there? Did you just go down just to do this event, or have you been down there for a bit?
No, so... we left last Monday, pretty much a week ago now. We got the channel tunnel across last Tuesday morning, and then we got there Wednesday with a view to walking the track on the sort of Thursday and whatnot, so we can walk the main track event, the main event track for the Sunday. So obviously we went over there with a view of doing the prologue, the enduro cross, and then the main event up in the hills. And then obviously that was that. And then Thursday evening, we heard rumors that they were cancelling the main event because the area we were in was going into a red zone due to COVID. So we weren't really sure if that was true or not. And then, yeah, we were given the bad news on the Friday morning in the paddock. So that was when a big discussion took place with all the pro riders about what to do. And in all fairness to the organizers of Ligares, they did their best to make a good job of what they could, but we were restricted to the paddock area, so obviously enduro cross track in amongst the fenced off area. So it was a bit of a shame, because obviously a lot of people like myself and that, we spent a day walking the track, and obviously we went over there to ride XL Ligares, but we actually had the enduro cross world championship, so it was all right. It was still a good crack, and it obviously hammered down Saturday night. So Sunday was just a complete washout, but it was just a laugh, to be fair. And I think some people went home, some people voted with their feet, but nevertheless, we had a good time. And there was some good race in the pro class, some crashes, so it was all good.
It was, you know, a long way to go for a good time, but you're young enough, that's what you should be doing, living.
Well, that's why I said I spent the money.
It's a memory, isn't it?
That is, and like I said, it's being part of the atmosphere and being a part of it, riding with the world's best, and like I always say, make the numbers up, and there's someone else to watch ride. But it was a good weekend, and we'd already gone down there to do the race. We thought I might as well ride whilst we're here. I actually pulled out the paddock. I got my bike out of Parc Fermé, and I was going to go free ride in the hills with some people. But I think speaking to Johnny, he persuaded me to stay and race. And I went back into the bike, Parc Fermé, and then raced. But yeah, a lot of people, once they heard the news, they got their bikes out and went home. So
what's your take on the whole decision then to none of them race for points and all that? Do you agree with that? I know Paul Edmonton was quite vocal about it.
It's a shame. Do you know Michele Bossi? Have you heard of him?
I have heard of him, yes. I've met him actually a couple of times, because I think he was originally from a bit of motocross background. I'm sure I've met him. Yeah, anyway,
yeah,
go on.
So he's from Italy, and someone like himself, he didn't make the top 20 overall standing. So he didn't make the final. So he's had to drive all the way there. He couldn't make the final and drove all the way home. So for someone like him, I can imagine and appreciate he's very frustrated. And yeah, same with Taddy. Taddy pulled out because he weren't doing it for points, which I think is a fair decision on his behalf. And I spoke to Johnny. Johnny did tweak his knee a little bit. And like he said, if there's no points involved, what's the point in further damage to his knee? So he decided to not race. He did, I think he set second fastest qualifying time, so he was in a good chance of getting a podium, but he made the right decision because if there's no points involved, then what's the point? But it was their decision on the day what to do, and Manny, Billy and Graham, all that, still chose to race and gave us some good racing to watch. But yeah, it was a shame there's no points. But then again, now we found out Özbeer's cancelled as well. So that's
That's just been announced.
Championship gone. So yeah,
bloody hell, it's all happening really. Then really, you know, it's tough times all round. I get that, but yeah. I mean, you was away. So the British Extreme Enduro Championship this weekend. Did you manage to keep an eye on that, or you know?
I didn't go to the Extreme Ravines because I was preparing for Lagares.
Right.
I'm actually busy this weekend, which is the second round at Cowan Quarry. So I'm not going to be doing that. But it's just finding the time to do it all. And obviously, like Ashley said, finding the money to do it because you're doing it as sort of a privateer basis. You can't do it all because we've got to work to earn the money to pay to ride. So it's a harsh circle and it's the truth. But no, I've got other commitments as well. So you've got to sort of weigh up what you can and can't do. But
yeah, and on a personal level then, Charlie, what I mean, how do you balance? Are you full time at the Enduro? Have you got a part time job? Yeah, I kind of knew the answer to that, but I still threw it out there anyway. So what do you do?
No, I work full time. So I work for a company called MTL Group. They're a tree surgery company. And my boss, Joe Taylor, he's really understanding of the riding. So to be fair, he does help me out with time off if I need to get training or if I want to get riding. He's pretty sound with it. So no, I am fully employed, but because my boss used to be a bike mechanic for the British Superbikes and that, he understands the time needed and everything like that. Yeah. So I'm very fortunate. Like with Lagares, obviously I've had a week off and he understands that I'm only allowed a certain amount of holiday through the year. But at the end of the day, it's his say. If he wasn't happy with it, he wouldn't let me go. He'd just say, look, find something else. But no, I do have a salary. I pay for the race myself. I've got sponsors that help me with tires and kit. You'll know Even Strokes through MX Vice.
Absolutely.
James has been very good to me. He's helped me out loads with the Fox kit and everything and the armor, sport, the nutrition stuff and that. So, yeah, it's been good because I managed to approach more people now and get more help. So, and with Marsh MX on the Gas as well, they've been very good to me. So it's piecing together, but like Ashley said, you can only do so much and I just enjoy it. And like with Lagares, I just said, look, have a good crack, make up the numbers and just enjoy the atmosphere and move on to the next one. So
yeah, we got two Marsh MX riders on tonight. Ash is obviously supported by them as well.
Yeah,
good night for the Marsh boys. Yeah. So who's gone down there with you? Who's co-pilot? Are they your mechanic as well? Who's in the driving seat?
That's Grant Churchwood. He's part of the Jarvis race team.
So,
so he's been part of it. He's, to be fair, he's been really good because obviously he's driven me down. We had a friend with us who went down as well, but when he found out the news that they weren't going to be racing, he actually flew home. So there's three of us on the way down, two of us on the way back, but we've all split the cost with the fuel and the bikes and everything, so it's worked out well for us. But yeah, it just helps because obviously we're both racing, so split the cost between us, because at the end of the day you've got to get your bike there somehow, and you can pay someone else to do it, but you might as well drive yourself. Although it's a long drive, if you drive it yourself it's not so bad then. So
I'm sure you boys have had a good laugh. I don't doubt that. I haven't lived life on the road with the GPs, I know a good road trip is always a worthwhile experience.
Grant won the trophy, got the first over on the veterans,
so. Oh, look at that.
It's well worth it.
That's
for him.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool trophy. So he did well. So it's worthwhile for Grant, but not for me. But
you two look very corporate as well. I'll tell you what, very professional.
Yeah, we've got to maintain our standards. So we've got to keep the sponsors happy. Yeah. So if Graham's watching this, I hope you appreciate it. I got Husqvarna in there.
Let's just hope that you don't get pulled over on the rest of your trip, you know, whatever. Or done in. Did you have any issues over there with COVID, with all the traveling down, or was it pretty free and easy?
To be honest, like at the border control, I could have showed an eBay advert and the bloke wouldn't have known any different because he didn't even look at the phone. Honestly, like we were sat the opposite side of the van and just showed your phone. He's like, yeah, no worries. So seems all right.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Well, yeah. It's not on a list that's been. They keep changing the traffic lights thing. So, what time are you guys due to be back home then? Where do you live down in Devon? No. Yeah.
I'm Bath.
Oh, Bath. Wow, well, West Country. Yeah, not too far.
Yeah.
So what time are you due to get back?
So we're due to be at the crossing at sort of 10:30, and then allowing if there's a crossing tonight. We're hoping to get on that one, but it'll be tomorrow morning, maybe.
Oh, okay.
We'll be back in the UK, so.
That's cool. Well, listen, it's good to get an actual opinion from somebody that was down there in all that mud and crap. Like I said, I've seen the pictures. It looked, yeah, but you know, at least one of you coming home victorious. I'm not rubbing that in. Yeah, I'm not.
Least,
you know,
at least he did. So not me.
I picked the wrong bloke to come on the show. I should have been speaking to him.
Next time, maybe you should message Grant, and I'll just sit in the background.
Charlie, it's great having you on, and we will get you on loads more throughout the year because I really want to with the Dirty Talk show to stay on top of what's happening in the enduro world as well. Obviously through Dirt Hub we cover a lot of enduro, so this isn't just a motocross show. Obviously it's my background, but it'll be good to chat with you loads of times throughout the year to keep up the speed with what's going on with that. So really appreciate you pulling over on the side of the road. Yeah, that's pretty cool. At least you pulled in at a good place. You know, you could have called in somewhere really conspicuous. You know, like there's some. Trust me, there's some shitty places to pull in, up and down through France.
Hard shoulder's probably better.
Listen, safe onward journey, and I'll catch up with you soon, and we'll get you on again in a couple of weeks' time or whatever. Find out what's been going on in the world of enduro.
Will do. Nice one.
Nice one. Cheers, Charlie. There's Charlie on the road. He's on the rest of his journey. Oh, well, this has turned out quite good. I can still, Ash Greedy is still watching. but I'm going to come back to Ash if he's still watching at the end. He's pulling up to his workplace. Might actually get him filming him doing some work. In the meantime, I'm going to bring on Melvin Homer from Whole Shot Motorhomes. Mainly because, listen, Melv has got behind what we're doing and Richard with Dirt Hub sponsoring us with the Man in the Van series, but they also go racing and do Twin Shock. So they've been racing at the weekend. So let's get Melv on. Here he comes. Can you hear me now, Melv?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes. Everybody's looking so corporate tonight. I feel far too casual.
I've been working all day and I've been working in this.
Didn't you get a day off Monday after a hard graft racing?
No.
So how did it go?
It was great. Yeah, I mean, we nearly didn't go. It was looking that bleak. We made the decision to go Saturday afternoon. We got there, had a look at the track and thought, do you know what? If it doesn't rain anymore, this is going to be really good. Then it threw it down in the middle of the night. And I'm not kidding, practice, sending out the little bikes in the second practice, it was just sloppy.
Listen, when I came up to collect the van, which is, by the way, an absolute peach, I was going to message you about that. But anyway, that's a different thing. When I come up and saw the bikes and I collected the van and we did the photo shoot and whatever, those bikes are mint. You know, you've got them in amazing condition. When you're lying in bed in one of your motorhomes and the rain is beating down on the roof, there must be a moment where you go, oh, I'm going to have to get that bike out tomorrow. And it's so mint. It's so good condition.
Yeah. Do you know what? We got them out, put them in under the gazebos, all in line. Everybody's coming to have a look at them. And it's like, oh, I'm going to get dirty. You're going to get scratched. Even James went, I've scratched my bike.
Do you do all the maintenance on it? Or have you got fortunate enough to have somebody that helps out with the mechanics of it? Or you do it all?
On my bike, I do all the main work on it. Edgehill Dirt Bike Centre, they did the engine, but all the rest of it I do. James does his own bike, and Richard, now he had his bike built, but he'll do the rest of it as we go through the season.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, he had a bad day yesterday.
Right. Go on, tell us more.
He didn't beat me.
Oh, that's even more reason to get you on. No, it got to tilt it away a little bit because it was reflecting. So what's that? Second, what place is
third.
That? Third. You got on the box, didn't you? Yeah.
I did.
Good work. So how many... So this was round one of what championship? Or was it a one-off?
It's the Tough Sheet Twin Shot National.
Right.
Twin Shot Championship.
And how many rounds of those are you doing this year?
There's six rounds. And okay. That was the first round.
You know what they say? You know what they say, Mel? You can't... you can lose the... What was it? No, I got it wrong. I say it enough times. You can't win the championship at round one, but you can lose it. So, you know, a solid third.
Championship, well, it's in this game, in the twin shots, it's about consistency, because it's those that has a bike that turns up every week and runs. You'll lose a championship just because the bike will fail.
Yeah.
It's so unpredictable.
They are unpredictable, but I've seen the work and time that goes into yours and Richard's bike and the whole team. So tell us more about the team then. Obviously, and whole shot, motorhomes. Now, as I said, we've done the video and the deal to you getting behind Man in the Van and supplying myself with a van to drive around all year, little day van. But you guys have got a lot of history in motorhomes, but whole shot is a new company name. So just again, quickly run us by how that come about, and then the team has sort of come off the back of doing that, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we've been in motocross since we were teenagers, and over the years we've had everything from the trailer to the Transit to the converted Iveco to the caravan to the take the side off the caravan and put a bike in it type of scenario. And just from the passion of what we do and the fact that we still go racing, we just thought we'd develop those vehicles that everybody can use. And from a caravan with a garage in to an entry-level van to a motor home with the slide out, and then you've got the high-end Mercedes race van as well. That should be here next week. We should get that ready.
Right, okay.
And the one with the slide out is the week after, we think. So yeah, it's just the passion and for the sport. We just love being involved in it, and we want to design those vehicles that we think is what the motocross is going to need.
Yeah, well, so far so good with the van that I've got. I should be taking it to the Bridgestone this coming weekend and getting.
Yeah, well, I've got to say that there's definitely been some more inquiries coming through since your van south. So thank you very much.
Well,
for that.
No, that's the whole idea of it, and certainly it's been great. Obviously, did that one with Lewis Hall, the first one, but I'm going to be going to Bridgestone and grabbing a few more people. And of course, judging by the news today, after the 17th, we hopefully going to be having spectators getting out to race and stuff, so we'll be able to get a lot more of them done. So tell us some more about the team then. So the team is, you're just so enthusiastic. You guys have also used the whole shop name really to brand that and get out there with your own race team.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to be there at the meetings, and we're going to promote the vehicles. So we're going to be there stopping. We're going to go to British. We'll be there promoting the vehicles there. And, you know, it's a great job to be able to work and have a bit of a play as well. So we've all had our kit from RFX and had name printed. So we've got myself, Richard, James, and John Davis and Dave Ellis have all got kit to wear. So out there trying to get as many people on the podium. In fact, we've mentioned in one of the chats that the next round we want to have 3 whole shot shirts on the podium.
The reason I'm smiling is because I was there, I think, when a lot of the kit was put on for the first time.
Yes,
with the photo shoot. You guys kind of look like, how will I say it without sounding being too insulting? You guys kind of look like a slightly older than life boy band when you were getting ready.
I'll take that.
You take that. Oh, there you go. Yeah. What a pun! Didn't even mean to do it. So, what other races are you going to this year? You're gonna go to the Vets Motocross the Nations. You planning to get to that? You going to the British GP? Are you showcasing there?
Yeah, we're showcased at British GP. We're going to be at Farley, the King of the Castle, and Vaccinations, which is back on now. We've just got to organise that. We were all set for last year. We're all set for this year, so it was cancelled. So, yeah, no, we'll definitely be there for that as well.
That's cool. Well, listen, keep us up to speed with what we're doing, obviously, which we will do anyway. And again, thanks for getting behind us at Dirt Hub. I've just got to pull this up because Dick Law makes me laugh. Let's get him on here. Me. Look, he's implying that I'm always talking about me on this show. Come on, Richard, that's not fair. In fact, I'm going to get Dick Law on here one day so he can talk about all his history of being a photojournalist. So, Dick, he's got a little vehicle. He's showcasing his vehicle in his avatar there. Look. Anyway, Mel, it's
great. So, how have you got on with the van? If you been comfortable in it.
Oh god, yeah, it works. It works a charm for me. Obviously, you got the workshop in the back to get the bikes, and still haven't gone out and raced on the bike yet. I've been out on the bike a couple of times to try our hill climb, but I'm waiting because I'm full factory, of course. I'm waiting to get all my proper Dirt Hub graphics printed and everything. Sure. I'm using any excuse to delay the inevitable pain, but I will get back riding. I've always said on here that I might ride the AMCA if I sort out an entry with Steve Harvey just to do that. So we'll see. But it works a charm. Real comfy to drive in. That, you know, people like Dick has got a small vehicle like that. You know, they are ideal. So for me, it's made a massive difference. And of course, it's perfect for the concept of man in the van, which is getting the guests in and talking about it. So.
Well, we'll keep you updated.
Talking of motorhomes, Mel. I just got to bring this up actually because it's not. I don't want to rub his nose in it, but let's bring it up while we're talking about motorhomes. Max Flint, I noticed today on social media, has just had his motorhome stolen. So anybody that follows Max Flint on Facebook or Instagram, go and follow him so you can see what the motorhome's like. It's being all passed around on Facebook. But not only did he have his motorhome stolen, it had his bikes in it and everything, just basically taken today outside his house or on the road somewhere. So go and follow Max Flint on Facebook or have a look. See if you recognize the vehicle and keep an eye out for it. Obviously, that's, you know, high hopes in trying to find that or get that back. It's not looking good. But just wanted to give Max a shout out to try and spread the word that his motorhome has been stolen. So keep an eye out for that. And that's obviously never cool. By any stretch,
absolutely not. No. There's a lot of it about though. It's a lot happening. You see it on Facebook all the time.
Yeah. So there we go. We'll get you on again, Melvin. That was great to catch up and find out.
We'll have the other two for the second round at Ollerton. We're going to hopefully have the other two motorhomes with us.
That'd be cool. So Ollerton, that's a great track. I still haven't been there. If I'd love to go and ride that.
Brilliant track to ride.
Billy Barker, if you're watching tonight, I'll try and get up there one time and ride Ollerton. I've only driven past it once. It looked amazing.
Just one other thing to add is I've got to say that going back to the weekend, Darren Hudson and the team there pulled off a fantastic event, you know, with all the doubt and everything else that was going off with the rain and everything. Brilliant, well-run event as usual. So big shout out to them for putting that on.
Well, yeah. Do you know what? Darren and his team always just work hard and kill it. You know, if they wasn't good at it, then they wouldn't be having the success they've had with the Acerbis and the, you know, King of the Castle and all that. So clearly proof's in the pudding with them. We'll get Darren on one time as well, because I'd like to have a good chat with Darren about all what he's up to.
Yeah.
So that would be good. Melvin, thank you so much for stepping in.
Welcome anytime.
Last minute, because obviously I knew we were going to be. But now it looks like Ash can hear me. It looks like he's back in the room and parked up. So I'm going to try and get him back on. Melvin, we'll speak soon. Thanks for coming on. And again, thanks for the support.
Yeah.
See you soon. So there you go. There's Melvin Homer from Whole Shop Motorhomes. Ash Greedy, let's see. Is he back? Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, brand new. Parked up.
Look at that. Good job you wasn't on air just a minute ago, because did I just see you filming your mate having a piss?
Yes. You don't want to know.
So listen, it looks a bit quiet if you're on the side of the motorway there, isn't it? Are you parked?
No, we're on that one, a lead bay just off the motorway.
All right, you make sure. Oh, you're not fly tipping, are you?
No.
So look, back to where we were. You heard all that going on. So we've pulled Chatfield out, which is great. Let's talk a little bit about the Arena Cross. For whatever reason, it's not happening, mostly because of COVID or whatever. Matt said that he might run one in the summer and whatnot. Yeah. You know, your experiences of that, you know, you often was, you know, proclaimed as the bad boy, which you wasn't, but, you know, that's part of the show to big you up and get you stuck in. How did that feel when you got a lot of the, you know, because ultimately you got a lot of fan base that used to come out to love to see you, you know, ride aggressive and put on a show. It's a buzz for me, me again, Dick, but it's a buzz for me down hosting the show. But from a rider, from that point when the adrenaline's going and arena cross racing is tight, but
Yeah.
You know, in those head-to-heads, you're
things
adrenaline.
Are always spirit of the moment as well. So it's heat of the moment and stuff as well. But yeah, it's intense.
But I don't think you ever, you know, I know some people would argue, but I don't, you know, you never.
I never go out there to it anyway.
No.
No way.
No. But you really did like the showmanship.
I moved them out of the way.
Moved them out of the way, that's for sure. Yeah. I mean, you certainly like the showmanship of it. So, you know, you've seen, obviously, you've got a young family now, so maybe, and, you know, you're 29. So you're getting on a bit. But you've ridden in Florida enough times and stayed there. Have you ever considered or wanted to do an AMA Supercross, but just couldn't?
Big time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love to have done one, but just never had the funding and the backing to go and do it. Obviously, you have to buy a bike and you have to spend the time out there for a bit to acclimatize and stuff. So just never came about. I done the amateur day in Daytona once. I had a third and a first in the over 25, maybe.
Did you? What was that like? Daytona Supercross? Because it's not really a Supercross, is it? But it gnarly?
Yeah, definitely different. But they changed the track, so it's a bit more tame. So it's, but it was still roughed up so bad. And to hit them jumps like they were, to realize what them AMA pro boys with it then is pretty good.
Are you planning? I mean, I know you can't right now, you know, because of COVID and stuff like that, but I'm guessing you'll be going back to Florida as soon as you can, really, within next winter, or this coming winter if you can. Is that on the schedule?
Yeah,
or now you've got
definitely. My boy's already got his passport, so I'm just itching to go now. Hopefully I can get him up to Florida with the family and maybe fit in a Christmas trip and hopefully do the Supercross again then in March if they're running in Daytona.
Yeah. What about the what about your track at your dad's place?
Area 33.
Is it still there?
Yeah, still there. It just needs a bit of freshening up and she'll be ready to go.
Look, you've pricked somebody's ears up here. Look at this. I don't know if you can read the quotes. Matt Greenoff.
Yeah.
Christmas Day Ash. Look, he's straight on it, isn't he?
Let's go.
Straight on it. Do you still get the gators roaming around on the track?
Oh, yeah. Gators still in the pond in the corner.
That's bonkers, that is. Has it ever come on the track when you're riding?
Not when I'm riding, but we've seen it like up on the side on the bank and stuff. But once you go a bit close in the tractors and stuff, they tend to dip back in the water.
Well, I'll tell you what, actually, you're right, Matt Greenoff. If he goes over there, I think we might have to start tapping Greedy back up. You know, that whole kind of thing that you just contact somebody. That's the only reason I got you on, Ash, really, is to just sweeten the deal. No, it would be cool to get back out there. I was quite surprised, actually, with Florida. I knew a lot of the top riders trained there for humidity and stuff like that, but I was actually surprised at the number of tracks there are, because California, they're all crammed in a sort of two-hour drive radius, most of them.
Yeah.
But there were some really good tracks over there and some new ones since then.
Yeah. No, there's plenty of tracks, and they're all pretty good and well prepped as well. So it's worth going.
Yeah. Have you ridden in California as well?
I've never done California.
No, I just wanted to see your take on it. But no,
I'd like one day. I will.
Yeah.
Do
ridden in Wales though. Plenty of times in Wales.
Plenty of times in Wales.
Well, listen. What have you got to do now? Have you actually got to do some bloody work now, or what?
We should be going on. Obviously, got to wait for the cones to go out, so should be going on in the next 10-15 minutes.
What are you on tonight? The whacker or the roller?
The whacker, probably.
Well, listen. Don't go giving yourself an injury and rolling over your own foot or doing whatever. I'll see you at Nimsfield in a couple of weeks. I think it is. Unless you're riding the Bridgestone at the weekend. And if
I am
trying to
get an entry. So
are you?
I'm trying.
Well, if you are, I shall see you there.
Yeah, lovely.
Ash, thanks for sticking on the line, staying on. I'm glad we got to talk to you a bit more sensibly once you got better 4G. Yeah. Right.
Do a quick shout-out to the LHRT team, boys. Yeah, LHRT team for having me on this year with the Kawasaki. Obviously, Bell Helmets, Goon Boots, Kenny Kitt, and Bridgestone tires, Dodge, obviously.
You're full factory. You're better than people.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Cooper Webb
didn't even have to look at my shirt.
No, Cooper Webb has to look down normally as his bike in front of all his mechanic with them written on the board. Full pro.
Yep, on it.
All right, mate. We'll catch up soon. As I said, thanks for coming on. And anybody else who's watching, and there's apologies for the technical delay. We knew that we'd had some of that, but we got through it. So thanks for sticking to the end. Who's that? Let's have a word with your mate. Is that wise?
Yeah. Look at the probably one, not. Yeah.
Right.
Can you come back to work now? Can you come back to work?
He's got, to be fair though, Ash, he's got a much better high vis jacket than you have.
Who got a better high vis?
Boss man.
Well, hold on. I was just going to say, yours is quite grubby. His is immaculate. I don't know what that tells you.
Shows who does the work.
Right, you two, get to work.
Yeah. Thank you, Jack. Soon.
No worries, mate. Too. Speak to you later.
Thanks, Ash.
Right, so there you go. That pretty much will sum up our rather bizarre Dirty Talk show this week. But it was great to get all those guests on in a bit of a panic. I'm glad we got it done, which tells me volumes, really. I think going forward, we can definitely start getting guests on, surprise guests, as we start the show. There's no doubt about it. I want to build this thing up where we start getting people I'd never met. Or no, just fans of motocross, if you're watching and you've got something to say, let's start getting you on. So thanks for that. Before I sum up, I'm just going to give Dick Roy, you'll love this, another little shameless self-plug, but I couldn't resist this one. This is just another little video I'm going to end with of our, I say our, this is a completely different enterprise, Steelhawk Motorcycle Club. We have got our Helter Skelter Hill Climb coming up on Saturday, the 12th of June, down at Buckland Newton in Dorset. So if you're wondering what it is, basically we've come up with a concept where you race four or five riders up a hill, like a regular hill climb, but race to the top, but ours doesn't stop at the top. You turn and sort of zigzag and come back down. So entries are available on steelhawkmc.cc, but to give you more like understanding of what it's about, let me just play this video that I made in the week. We went up there to build the start platform, and it just gives you basically a little sort of taster of what we're sort of trying to achieve. So let me just play this, and you'll get an idea of what we're talking about. It's just uploading. Here we go. Right, here we are back at Buckland Newton, making preps for the hill climb, the Helter Skelter Hill Climb. There you can see Brad in his massive Tonka toy coming up to build the start platform, which is where we're gonna start. I got my measuring wheel. There's Brad on the way up. You can see the line going up the hill. So from here, we're gonna build a start platform, kind of like Straight Rhythm in America, but of course it's not a straight rhythm, it's a hill climb. All the way up to the top, zigzag down, round, and then we're going to build the finish jump on that ridge over there. Let's get to work. Right, here I am at the top of the hill, completely out of puff. I'm so unfit, but mind you, that is 117 meters from down there where we're building the start platform. You can see drop down the valley, up this hill, and then we go around this corner. Excuse me if I'm puffing like you've rang some kind of sex line. I'm gonna faint. You don't need to see me at the minute. I'm all red in the gills. Not an attractive sight at the best of times. Okay, you can run this first corner off this little drop off, which is gonna be technical. Then you go down the hill there and swing a right around those two bushes. You might be able to just see where we've been before. Then it turns back up the hill, back to the fence line, works its way down, round that final bush, across the valley floor, and you go back up the hill. You might be able to see the line where we've been trying it, over the finish jump into the face of the hill. It's going to be good. Okay, now we're starting to get a bit of an idea. There is the start platform being built by Brad, so it'll all be level. Drop down gates as per a motocross event.
You'll then launch down the hill towards me, power through the bottom of the valley, which we're gonna flatten out and grade up. And then that's what faces you, a run to the top. And that is steeper than it looks. We're gonna put lanes in off the start. So not you'll be side by side until you get to the bottom of the valley, and then it's a free for all after that. There's gonna be some Larry loop outs. I got no doubt about it. Bring it on. There's the man that's doing it all and getting behind the event, Brad at B&H. In one word, Brad, what do you reckon the outcome, what it's going to be like doing this?
I think it'd be epic. Absolutely epic. Stood up there on the start line. It looks, yeah, mad.
Well, that's the start line up there. You've kind of almost inadvertently marked the four tracks coming down, five tracks. That's it. Going to tidy up all this bit. Yeah. Gonna be good. Yeah, you doing it? Are you? What are you competing on?
Absolutely. Yeah, modern. Maybe a Triumph.
Yeah, bring the old Triumph.
Yeah, maybe a Triumph. Maybe a moped if I can find one.
We'll maybe get you to if the riders meeting to show everybody the route round the track and bring out the old Triumph.
Definitely. Someone will be on a Triumph. Maybe, good. Maybe Lewis.
Cool. And that's it. Basically, we'll be back a bit later, but that's what we've done today. Built the start platform. Finished jump over there. Yep. All powered by B&H, getting behind what we're doing with the Helter-Skelter Hill Climb. Bang on. Lunchtime, isn't it, Brad?
Absolutely, yeah, definitely.
There you go. That's what we are going to take on. The Helter-Skelter, first ever Helter-Skelter Hill Climb. It should be a good laugh. We've got all kinds of classes from mopeds to just basically carnage, road bikes, all sorts. But go and check it out on steelhawkmc.cc. Right, that's me done. Next week, if it all goes to plan, with a better, not having to rely on 4G and people being out on the road, spoke to Paul Edmondson today, so we got Paul Edmondson coming on next week to talk about all his plans and talk more about, obviously, just not just British Enduro, but World Enduro. And we're going to get a motocross guest on as well, somebody that I will collar and sort out at the Bridgestone at the weekend to come on next week's show, and we'll talk about that. And sooner or later, we'll start getting some potential GP riders on here as well. Once the GPs start up, hopefully Russia will go ahead. But if it doesn't, maybe the British GP will be the opening round, and or maybe more than the opening round. Who knows? So that's it, really. Everybody have a good week. Stay safe. Obviously, weather is a bit up and down. So if you're going riding, try and pick a day where you don't get covered in crap, unless you like that kind of thing. Not for me. I'm hoping to maybe get out this week and just keep getting some sneaky practice in before going live. And that's it, really. So until next Monday, we've got a load of stuff coming up on Dirt Hub this week. So kick back and enjoy that. And I'll see you next week. Thanks for tuning in. See you then. Have a good week, everybody.